You're listening to a podcast hosted on the Podcast Matrix. Get your entire podcast library hosted now at whatisthepodcastmatrix.com.
Being green is about more than saving on your electric bill or doing your part to protect natural resources. It is about getting a safe and healthier life for you and your family without sacrificing style, quality, or budget. This is a movement to provide all of us with clean air to breathe and water to drink, safe, healthy food to eat and places to live, and energy to run the places where we live, learn, play, and work. Your go-to information source for a healthier home and world, hosted by Marla Esser-Close, your Green Home Coach. This is the Green Gab Podcast.
Welcome to the Green Gab. This is Marla, the Green Home Coach, and I am delighted to be talking lighting. Sounds like it should be a poem or a rhyme or something, doesn't it? Lighting, lighting, lighting. I cannot tell you how much there is to talk about with this, but I want to give you a few quick tips today of things to think about when you are lighting your home. My number one tip is go with LED lights wherever you can. Even if you have working incandescent, the old style light bulbs, go on and throw them out and replace them with LEDs as soon as you can, because you are paying so much extra in the energy for the incandescents that you will save with LEDs. They will pay for themselves in a few months. Better than that, they are so fun to light with. There are so many options, and you can just have a ball. You can decorate and just really create wonderful ambiance in your home. It can happen in other places too, but we're going to concentrate on the home. And that's where I really want my ambiance to be. But LED lights come in all kinds of ways now. When they first came out, it was a lot harder to find what we kind of called the more traditional light bulbs and chandelier bulbs and specialty bulbs. But now you can find pretty much anything you want. And I find most of them right in my big box store. Or better yet, go to a lighting supplier in your hometown. The greatest thing about these lighting suppliers is they have great expertise. And if you lay out what you are trying to do, they will help you identify the best products to meet those needs. So where do you start? The thing I like to think about the most is layering my lighting. So I like overhead lighting for general lighting. Think of your ceiling fixtures, chandeliers, hall lighting. If you have ceiling fans, so light bulbs in those ceiling fans, all of those can be LEDs. For chandeliers, one thing I've really noticed is it's hard to get low enough wattage on the individual bulbs without it being so bright. So installing a dimmer on a chandelier can be a great way to create ambiance. When you're putting LED bulbs in chandeliers, you need to check that they are dimmable if you're going to be using a dimmer switch, which I love on a chandelier in a dining room. I think it's any chandelier, actually. I think it's just a wonderful way to get that ambiance. The other thing you want to make sure is check the size of the base of your bulbs. Most chandeliers are the smaller, called the chandelier base. Every now and then I will see some that are the fatter ones, the more traditional standard socket size, what we often call an Edison socket. So do check on those, but those dimmer switches can also be handy in a lot of other places. Any place you have can lighting, for instance, or spotlighting, you may like a dimmer light, a dimmer switch on the lights to help create that mood setting. I actually helped my mom relight one of her rooms. She has a room that she uses as an office by day, but a TV room by night. And I found these really wonderful LED lights that when you dim them, they got warmer colored, some more soft gold. And when you turn them up, they got more daylight colored as they got brighter. So it was absolutely perfect for this room that converted from office to TV room. And they worked out really great. And better yet, she doesn't have to ever replace a light bulb because they will last for years and years. That is the biggest thing I love about LEDs, in addition to their flexibility and how many ways they can be used, is this: just put them in and leave it. You don't have to think about it for a long, long time. Other places to really think about accent lighting for great ambiance is under cabinet lighting, on your baseboards, or over cabinet lighting. I've even seen some people put their LED lightings in the top row of cabinets that are faced with glass and then put the LEDs in the back so there's just a gentle glow inside of the cabinets. Absolutely beautiful. Really, really loved that. So you can get as creative as you want. Maybe you want to put safety lighting. There's even switch plates now that have a little LED light in the bottom of it that comes on. It has a dusk to dawn sensor in it, and they will just create a gentle path of lighting. So if you have people that are up in the middle of the night, you want to make sure they're safely moving around your home. Or to create path lighting, you can use even these little switch plate covers. They just work great. The last thing I want you to think about is you might want to think about automation. There's a whole realm of conversation we can have in automating your light, but it is one way, if you don't have controls on some of your lights, using the automation packages will give you a lot of that control. To learn more about LED lights and how they can add to the fabulous nature of your home, keep listening to the podcast with Nick Frisella called Energy Independence with Brilliance. He has so much great information, and you're going to love listening to this. Enjoy. Welcome to the Green Gab. I'm Marla Usser, the Green Home Coach, and I am gabbing here today about women and men rocking it in green, green homes, green living, and green companies. And Tony Pratt, my sidekick, co-host, leader in crime.
I am not the leader of anything. I do not want that title.
Oh, wait, I forgot we're iPigs.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Intellectual iPigs. Partners in green. Come on.
Remember, iPigs, not guinea pigs.
Big this difference. Is true. Yeah, well, that's thought-provoking. Hey, and thank you to the Sound Room for participating in this with you.
Well, you know what? It's one of the fun things I get to do every day. You know, we have a lot of fun things we do at the Sound Room, but my favorite is coming in here and sitting in with you.
Aww.
And talking green.
I just love what we've been able to create.
We've created a lot
it's
over the last
really,
few months.
Really cool.
We've been very lucky to have the opportunities we've had.
Isn't that the truth? And
yeah.
Jane, my business manager, the other day, she said, have you looked at your podcast? And I'm like, yeah, it looks really great. Thank you so much for everything
you've
done.
Yeah, the new SoundCloud page looks phenomenal.
But then she said, no, have you really looked at what you've created, what you guys are doing? You're doing this. I mean, we've done over 20 episodes. We're on iTunes and SoundCloud, and we've had over a dozen guests on the show. I'm astonished at what we've done. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you for having me. I mean, you know, my old roommate, he'd said the same thing. We're going to the Cardinals game, and he has a journalism degree from University of Missouri. And he was like, you guys are just doing it, aren't you?
I know.
Yeah, we did. We're out there. He's like, you guys are out there. You're doing it. You're sharing knowledge. You're collaborating. He goes, this is the way things should be.
Wow.
And I think it's pretty cool.
We are blessed. And we are doubly blessed to have joining us today, Nick Frisella. Hi, Nick.
Hello. And thanks for having me on. I don't know about blessed.
We're going to make you laugh, you know.
I'm going to try my best.
I know. We're going to be the green giggles before we're all done with this.
Well, that's going to be you.
I know. I started to put on a different outfit today, and I thought, uh-oh, I can't go in not in green because it's kind of my lucky thing when we're here. I'm like digging through. Okay, what can I wear that's still green?
I don't think I've worn green on the set.
No, you don't. I do. That's how it's been.
You're the better partner than I am.
I'm not the better partner. I'm just the greener. No. Maybe I just look better in green, but nobody on the podcast can see, so what does it matter? But they can check out our Facebook page.
They can see pictures.
Yeah, you can go to the Facebook page, The Green Gab, and see pictures if you really are
promos,
curious what green outfit I'm wearing today. Nick, you are very patient to wait for us, so.
Oh, take your time, take your time. I'm a bit shy, so.
You are so
you know, the more
shy.
You talk, the less I have to. I'm here from Metro Lighting, and I'm in charge of our energy efficiency department, and I.
And that's an understatement.
Well, I'm involved within the community as well. Like Tony said, these are the fun things I get to do. Usually it's spreadsheets and looking at efficacy and boring things like that, so. I'm always happy to come out into the community and talk about how people can make a difference.
And you do make a difference. You are active in our St. Louis Earth Day. There's a couple other things you're active. Oh, City of Maplewood.
Yeah, I just...
What else would I miss?
Well, you covered the two biggest ones. I just got added to the board of directors of St. Louis Earth Day, which I'm very proud of.
Excellent. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. It's a great organization. You know, they're doing more than just the Earth Day Festival. They do the Green Dining Alliance and Recycling on the Go and Earth Action Grants. So they're making a difference as well. And I always like to say that, you know, one person can make a difference. When I first started this initiative at our company, you know, I was told that what's the point? You're not going to make a difference. And so I applied to Energy Star to see if we could win an award. And now we've got 7 awards from the Energy Star program. We've saved our customers, I think it's annually $11 million in utility costs.
That's a great number.
Yeah. And that's a company the size, 6 lighting locations and...
In St. Louis, correct?
One is in Cape Girardeau.
Okay, so in Missouri.
Yes. It's a good story that I try to tell, and you know, we each have it in us to make a difference. And I didn't do it alone, but I instigated it, and I bugged people for a long time, and we're finally getting somewhere.
Well, one person has to start the journey, and you were the one person. And luckily, everybody followed.
At least
the
ones that mattered.
I wouldn't go as far as to say all of them, but
the ones that matter
every year more jump on board, which is awesome to see.
And a lot of people, this is something Tony and I have been talking about a lot, is that just by doing the right thing, people end up doing the right thing because that's the best choice in front of them, even if they don't know. So something may look good, but also be very energy efficient, and they'll just choose it because it's what they want, not because it's energy efficient, and then all of a sudden they're energy efficient. So I think more and more companies and even some builders and in some parts of the country are getting that. Actually read a story lately. They called it the iPhone effect. How many of us 10 years ago would have said we would want to carry a mini computer in our pockets? I wouldn't have thought about it. You know, the laptop was great. That was everything I needed. But man, once you gave me a smartphone, now I can't live without it.
Oh, yeah.
But I didn't dream. I mean, I never would have dreamt. So I think energy efficient products, green homes, green buildings, new ways of thinking. If we just do it and people find that they can't live without it, then it can become reality.
Okay, well, you guys
are all looking at me like deer in the headlights. Okay, I'm either on something here and I've astonished you or I've scared the living daylights out of you.
I totally agree. 6 years ago, if you had told me that this is where we'd be at, I would have thought you were crazy and we'd still have a huge uphill battle to fight. And we still do, but we've come a long way in the short 6 years that I've focused my energy on energy efficiency and just being a good steward of the environment.
Yeah, I've been in the industry 9 years, and when I pause long enough to look back, we've come so far. I'm truly amazed some days that we really have made that much progress. We have a long way to go, you're right, but we have come a long way too.
I've been in this industry for over 20 years.
Well, you've definitely seen more than I have.
The industry I came into does not look anything like the industry today.
Oh, I can
see it. It is just totally different.
Yeah.
But, you know, we joke about it that while 6 years ago, when you really first started your journey with Metro to energy efficiency and really being a little bit more sustainable products offerings, where we were then and where we're going to be in the next 6 years is going to be an easier journey because this is becoming a lot more mainstream.
Well, plus it's becoming exponential because success breeds success, right?
It does. It's becoming more mainstream. And let's face it, codes are coming into play now where this is just expected.
Yeah. Regulations play a role. And I would say that the consumers are either excited to help the environment or they're excited to save money. I mean, when it looks good, it all comes
even
together.
Better.
Hey, and if it's all about just for them saving money and the byproduct happens to be it's better for the environment, still win-win, right?
That is correct.
Yeah, I think we're kind of really starting to see the whole idea of if you build it, they won't come because if you build it, but if they're coming anyway, then they get the benefit, right?
Right. What a better benefit.
Okay, bad idea for that quote.
That's all right.
Just go with it, right? Just go with it. Well, hey, we're at a great moment to take a break. And when we come back, Nick, I want to hear more about what you're doing with energy efficient lighting and some of the programs y'all are running. So we'll be right back.
It's not enough for your website to exist on the web. Potential customers must be able to find it through proper search engine optimization. Contact the web experts at twoguystalking.com/web services to learn about quality and affordable search engine optimization. Expert SEO services, only from Two Guys Talking.
Hi, this is Art Maines from Scammercast.com, where we educate, inform, and protect our elders and those who care for them on the Two Guys Talking podcast network.
Hey, podcast fans. Ever wanted to learn sign language? How about learning more about the deaf and hard of hearing culture? Well, the time and effort has come to allow you to do just that. Don't miss the Interpreter's Toolbox podcast from Two Guys Talking. Great sign language vocabulary lessons, contests, stories, and more are waiting for you after you watch this new video podcast. Check out InterpreterToolbox.com for more details and get cash and prizes for your comments now. It's all about life. InterpreterToolbox.com.
Hey, back here gabbing about energy-efficient lighting, or better yet, how about Energy Independence Day? We got Nick here. Nick, I absolutely love what you're doing. I feel like you underestimate the impact you're having, but thank you for making it.
Well, I appreciate it. I will say the same thing about both of you. I mean, that's what it takes. A community that is behind such a movement gets so much more done. Sometimes I feel like I'm spreading myself thin by being involved in all these different organizations, but ultimately there's a story to tell, and the more people that hear it, the more people that we can bring on board.
That's the truth.
Very well said.
That is the truth. I don't want to spend too long on this because I want to talk about lighting some, but you mentioned earlier the Green Dining Alliance, and it was funny because I was meeting a friend for business lunch last week, and she said, "Well, you pick where to go." And so I'm like, "Okay, how can I go someplace different?" So I went to the Green Dining Alliance site, and I hadn't been on for a few months. Oh my gosh, there are so many restaurants getting on the bandwagon now. And what I love about this is that it's an opportunity for a segment of the business to differentiate themselves by showing that they can do good by doing well and adhering to some basic principles. And it's nothing horribly difficult, but it's paying attention to some details. And I love the fact that the St. Louis community has gotten around that.
Yeah, it's an awesome program. And I'm not sure how quickly it's grown, but I know that there is, by the time you're listening to this, 102 restaurants in the St. Louis area. And there will be, I believe, two dining districts, Maplewood.
Maplewood's one. And what's the other one?
Which is my hometown. So yeah. I got to tout Maplewood, which has done a really good job. Del Mar is also.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. They've come a long way, and lighting does fit into that because that's one of the parameters. You know, getting rid of styrofoam and composting and recycling, those are also. And I don't have all the information for that, but if anyone's interested, they can go on the St. Louis Earth Day site or email JD, who is in charge of that program. She'd love to talk to you.
Nice.
And it's doing great things.
And we'll put the link up on the podcast notes if folks want to do it. And if you're listening in another part of the country, there are some amazing programs in St. Louis. This is one of them, St. Louis Earth Day. We have the Regional Chamber and Growth Association hosts the Green Business Challenge, co-sponsored with the Missouri Botanical Gardens, which alone has its own programs as well. Mm-hmm. So we have some really great resources here that are available through the wonders and the magic of the internet to anybody anywhere in the world. So if you're listening someplace else, don't think that you can't get something started in your locale just because you're not in St. Louis. I know that most people don't think St. Louis is the greenest place to be, but we're actually getting a lot done. And it's because of people like you. So let's circle back around and talk about what you're doing with lighting. And I love coming in the stores, by the way. I just get lost in there.
Well, thank you. It's funny because, you know, 6 years ago, we started hearing about LED and how it was going to take over. And it was a slow transition. You know, you had CFLs, which a lot of people disliked. And we'll get into why and who and but there's still people that come up to me at different educational events and think that I'm the one who invented the CFL, and they want to perhaps take me outside. I'm not sure.
Oh, that's too funny.
But LEDs have finally come to where the price makes sense. You are going to pay a little bit more upfront, but in the long run, you're going to save money.
Yeah, but it's not much anymore. The prices have come way down.
Yes, yes. You know, a 60-watt equivalent, say, 4 years ago was $25. Now you're looking at below $6.
Yeah.
And they last 25 times longer than an incandescent bulb, so you won't be changing it very often or at all, depending on.
So here's what I hear. Wait, I have to wait until my light bulb burns out to replace it.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I mean, that's a personal preference.
But they're going to throw it away no matter what, if it burned out or not.
Right.
I mean, the light bulb still goes in the trash, and if you replace it right now, you could start saving right now.
I would say that if we're talking incandescent, I would definitely take that approach. Just switch it out. If you have a CFL,
maybe wait.
Those are pretty close to the same efficacy, or basically they save almost as much energy as an LED. They just don't last as long, and
right.
they have mercury in them.
So if you are throwing away a CFL,
for shame.
Oh wait, if you're finished with the CFL, you should.
You should recycle it. You can do that as a residential customer. You can recycle CFL bulbs for free at Metro, up to 12 per person.
That's good to know because I think I have some burning out.
I think some of the big box stores also still offer that program.
They still do. So recycle them. Do not throw them in the trash if you are getting rid of your CFLs.
Yes,
because they have icky stuff in them.
They have a small amount of mercury in them, and you know, one or two light bulbs isn't going to destroy the watershed, but
if, 1,000 might,
right.
or 100,000.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And in Missouri, there's only federal guidelines, and those are for commercial entities. So there's no guideline or regulation for a residential customer to recycle those.
Okay.
Probably because they're not thinking in large quantities, whereas the commercial entity, they are.
Right. And some of that mercury does fuse to the glass or the phosphor in the bulb. So it's arguable whether or not there's enough to make a difference.
Well, why take a chance if you don't have
right.
to?
Exactly.
That's what it comes down to.
And so I'm assuming, and this is my personal take on it, is if you are replacing bulbs in your home or business now, go straight to LEDs if you can,
yes.
as many places as possible.
Yes, for sure.
They will pay back. Plus, you don't have to change them frequently. My mom's been putting LEDs in her home, and I've said, Mom, you're never going to have to change a light bulb again because she's in her 70s. I mean, think
That's
about
too,
it.
It's like a morbid joke.
Like, it's kind of a sick joke.
Well, you know, you can always hand those down to your grandchildren.
The light bulb's going to last longer than you.
Right.
Well, yeah. The light bulb may last longer than me.
And then you have the people that are, what if I move? Well, take the light.
Take it with you.
They are portable.
Right. That's right.
Unless, of course, it's affixed to the wall and a fixture. That wouldn't work so well, maybe. Or it could.
Oh, you could still do it.
Okay.
Save the incandescent, right? Put them back in when
That's
you move.
Right.
Yeah.
or perhaps just ask Rental. For a few extra dollars to keep the LED.
Yeah. I know when a lot of people first started using LEDs and CFLs for that matter, everybody felt like they lit differently. The space looked different with the different kinds of light. And a lot of those issues have really gone away. They're just non-existent right now.
In the early days, you know, a lot of manufacturers made 3 or 4 SKUs, and that's what you had to choose from.
A SKU being a model?
Yes.
Okay.
Nowadays, there's a very large selection of bulbs, and you know, you're dealing with something that is completely different than incandescent. An incandescent, you would see, this is 60 watts, and I know how bright it's going to be and what color it's going to be. Well, now you're looking at lumens, which shows you how bright it is, and then color temperature, which is measured in kelvins. So if you like the look of incandescent, you're going to look for a 2700 Kelvin bulb. If you like something that's more like daylight, you're looking at 35 to 4,000 Kelvin or K. And the higher you get, the more white or like sunlight it is.
So hold that thought, and we're going to come back and talk about that more.
Thought about a career in voiceover? Need a great, cost-effective on-hold message for your organization or business? Don't know where to start? Check out The Voice Farm, your one-stop shop for voiceover needs. Check it out now by accessing The Voice Farm at voicefarmers.com and see what difference can be made with a company that is truly outside the box. From The Voice Box, voicefarmers.com. That's voicefarmers.com.
Don't miss the next episode of the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. podcast. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. isn't just a television show now on ABC. It's a great new podcast available at agentsofshield.tv. Only on the Two Guys Talking Podcast Network.
Looking for a straightforward user interface and a cost-effective, feature-filled multi-track recording software? Call off the search! Mixcraft from Acoustica has exactly what you're looking for. It's time to include reliable audio creation and editing software with real punch into your projects. Check out Mixcraft now over at acoustica.com/mixcraft and start a new generation of audio creation and editing today.
Hey, we're back gabbing about energy independence through lighting. Nick, you were on a roll talking about how to get into high efficiency lighting with LEDs and CFLs. So I want you to keep going how consumers get going with us.
I think I'm going to step it back a bit. Okay. So when we're told to sell LEDs now, we're supposed to sell them as an appliance. Well, everybody knew a light bulb was a commodity and you knew what you're going to get. You knew the wattage was a certain brightness. So now instead of watts, you think of lumens. And then color temperature, you know, can range, it's measured in kelvins, and it can range anywhere from 2,000 to more than 6,000.
And explain color temperature again, because that's kind of a new term for light.
So color temperature is just the appearance of the light.
So we in America like a softer yellow light a lot of times.
So in America, most consumers pick 2,700 Kelvin. It mimics incandescent lighting.
So that's that soft yellowy
it's
light.
It's that soft yellow color.
Okay.
You know, in Asia, they're used to fluorescent, so they're typically picking 4,000 or 5,000 Kelvin.
Which is closer to natural sunlight.
That is correct.
Okay, got it.
So you think of that, and then you also, from color temperature, you can go to CRI. And CRI is the color rendering index, and that's the way colors appear under the light. So if you had a high-end clothing store or a jewelry store, you'd want a high CRI. Because when your customer takes that item out of the store, you're going to want them to see what it actually looks like
in sunlight.
Inside the store or in the same lighting situation.
Okay. So lumens is how much light it is.
That is correct.
Color temperature is the yellow to kind of whitish appearance of the light. And then CRI is, I guess, a sparkle effect.
Well, it's just the way colors appear under the light. So a cheap light bulb, it's $2. It's going to have a low CRI, and that means if you have an apple under it, it might look blue as opposed to red.
I gotcha. Okay, that makes more sense.
But that kind of rolls into Metro Lighting is a local company. We employ 200 employees, and for the same price, you can have an expert come and help you find the right light bulb for the correct application.
So the general public can just walk in the store and get the same help as a home professional.
Yes. And even if you don't buy the bulb from us, you'll leave educated. We hope you do.
Nice.
But my goal is to educate people. And through education, I think you create partnerships and you do the community a service and the industry, to be honest. Because the more educated we are, the better off everyone is.
Well, not only that, if somebody is constantly going you for the education, eventually they're not going to want to go somewhere else to buy it.
Right.
You know, even if they're thinking in their minds they're going to save, you know, 30 cents, in reality, are they saving 30 cents if they have to spend another $2 in gas to get wherever they're
Good
going?
Point.
You know? So if you become an education center, which is something that we do at the Sound Room, which is something Marla likes to do, you become the destination.
That's correct.
I guess I just need to sell more stuff.
Yes, you do.
Working on that. Tell me a story or some kind of a typical happening with someone coming into the store that's not sure what they're looking for, and you help to improve their life through lighting.
I mean, that could be anything from health. We sell seasonal affective disorder lamps, which are a specific spectrum of lighting that helps with depression during the wintertime.
So like for SAD, for the, what is that, seasonal something disorder? Cool.
Yes. Sad with an extra D.
There you go.
Or, you know, if someone spent $10,000 on a marble countertop and they wanted to look correctly, well, you don't want to pick the wrong color temperature because it's not going to pop. So you've spent $10,000 on a countertop and you kind of went the cheap route on your lighting, and now that $10,000 item
doesn't look so good.
Well, not only that, you probably have a homeowner going, it's the wrong top.
Right.
This isn't what I picked out.
Oh, good point. Right. Yeah, good point.
Because people don't realize that colors do look differently in different types of light.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Warm colors tend to do better under a warm color temperature. So if you had something that was red, you'd want to use 2,700 Kelvin. But if you had a nice sparkly granite or marble countertop that was gray, you'd probably want to use a 3,000 to 3,500K because that's going to be the right color for that material.
If I'm hearing this correctly, just to kind of interpret, when we put clothes on in certain colors, we'll walk in different lights to see what the clothing looks like. And it's the same thing that we're doing for our homes. trying on the different fixtures with the different lights to see the effect. So
that is correct.
Same philosophy, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
Okay, cool. Got it. Yeah. LED light bulbs and light fixtures come in all shapes and sizes these days. Is there any particular application that's not well-suited for LEDs? I know I've gotten them for my chandeliers, for my fans, for my spotlights, for my lamps.
Just one comes to mind for me, and that is in the north of the country where it's cold, LED lights do not perform well in traffic lights because they don't produce the heat. So when it snows, the snow builds up on them because it's not being melted.
Well, thank goodness we don't have to buy traffic
lights. Yeah, exactly.
Lights.
So I think aside from that, there's...
Or driving in the Northeast in winter.
That's right.
Yeah.
There's an LED for every situation, and the beauty of LED is you can control the way things appear. So it gives you a much broader spectrum or brush, if you will, when it comes to designing your home.
Yeah, because I know we see lighting tied in a lot with home automation and technology, where all the lighting is controlled through an app or through a control system of some sort, changing the colors, changing the brightness, when it goes on and off, timers, motion. I mean, so you really, because it's more of an appliance than just a commodity, that really comes into play, doesn't it?
Yes, for sure. I'm sure when you hit the group setting and it says evening, you probably don't want the color temperature to be 5,000K.
Right.
But when someone trips the motion sensor and your exterior lights come on, you're going to want to hit them with that bright white light.
This is a really good point because our engineer at the sound room is always talking to somebody over at Metro.
Right.
And on the higher end systems, that's what they're doing. They're getting a gauge of what is, you know, the lights going in each individual LED. That way they get the proper draws and the proper wattages and the proper lumens. So when they control it, they're really controlling it.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not just a all on, all off thing. It's a... This one's a 2,700 Kelvin bulb. This one's a 4,000 Kelvin bulb. So that stuff really does matter in the real advanced automation systems.
So the marriage of brains and the computer and beauty and the lights.
There you go.
I love it. Definitely a place where we can look good and perform well.
Absolutely.
Which I absolutely love. One of my mottos. So if folks want to come in, Metro Lighting, or they can go online to metrolighting.com?
Yes, it's metrolightingcenters.com.
Thank
and
you.
I do have to do one quick plug, which you can cut later if you want. But we're a Energy Star partner, and I would highly recommend that when people are looking for LED products, that they look for the Energy Star logo.
Yeah, totally
that means
agree.
You're getting third-party testing, and you're getting the product you need.
Well, and I cannot say how much I have enjoyed getting to know y'all all there and what you do in the St. Louis area is very, very appreciated. We appreciate you taking the time to share energy independence through lighting with us. And we look forward to having you back because I think we have a lot more to talk about on some future show. And for everybody listening in on the Green Gab, we'll catch you next time.
That wraps this episode of the Green Gab podcast. Ready to use what you've learned? Get the show notes with all the resources mentioned in this episode, plus 9 simple, straightforward, low to no cost ways to improve the health of your home and world today at everydaygreenhome.com. Be sure to subscribe now on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app so you never miss an episode. Thanks for listening, and remember, being green is easier and more affordable than you think.